722. Good morning. Temperature 77 again. We do have the heat advisory today until 10 o'clock tonight. We're keeping an eye on the dew point all morning. And once again, we're at 77 now. Dew point is 69 degrees. So make sure you monitor that through the day. Well, it's been a while since the State Department of Human Services put Inspector General on leave to look into a complaint, and no investigation as of yet. So we want to find out exactly what's going on. If we can, we ask Senator Michelle Benson to join us, a Deputy Majority Leader and Chair of the Senate Health and Human Services. Madam Leader, good morning.
Good morning.
How's your summer going so far?
Very fast.
Yeah.
Just like everyone else's, yes. There's so much that we need to cram in. As much as people might be concerned about the heat, this is some of the best part of Minnesota. So you can either have freezing no shut in the winter or heat in the summer, and I'll take the heat of the summer.
Well, we waited long enough for it, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely. And I must say my family is a farm family. Heat days make sure our crop is going to be good this fall. And so I'll take the heat.
Yeah, we're a little concerned about those tariffs on the crops here in Minnesota, aren't we?
Yes, that is a significant concern. But you can't control Washington. You can't control the weather. And so you plant and pray and you take what comes.
Hey, Senator, I wanted to ask you today, you have a press conference. Can you tell us what that's about?
The Department of Human Services has had several significant events in the last week. And as chair, I am concerned that the governor is not giving it the attention that it deserves. He's known since the day he was sworn in, since he was running for office, that the Department of Human Services was in need of reform and refocus. Their technology platforms weren't doing a good job on eligibility. We had numerous legislative auditor reports saying we have significant problems with eligibility for public health care programs. Then the legislative auditor did a report about CCAP fraud, and the Office of Inspector General was raised to the limelight. Now we find out that Inspector General, whose behavior was called into question, still hasn't been investigated, still getting paid, which makes the taxpayer and me just furious. And we've had two significant leaders of the department resign. And so I think it's time for the governor to step up and really focus. Yes, there is a blue ribbon commission. That is not enough. This is going to require some hands-on leadership from the governor.
Yeah, the Pioneer Press reporting that already paid about $42,000 in the meantime.
Yes, and they didn't do an investigation. It's one thing if they're having a dispute about facts. I understand that. But there were significant concerns raised by the legislative auditor, by members of the press, by members of the public, and continually raised as a concern through the last legislative session. And we had faith that something was going to be done. And that's why we backed off some of the more aggressive things that we had proposed during session. Turning the Office of Inspector General to an independent body, the governor indicated that that was important to him and that he wanted to work on it over the interim. So it's time for the governor to get refocused on core functions of government. Employees who do not do their job shouldn't continue to get paid. Employees who contribute to bad behavior through the CCAP program shouldn't be rewarded with an extended, essentially vacation, and significant pay. So it's time for the governor to get directly involved with this and reassure the people of Minnesota that there are aggressive steps being taken to protect their money, not only in Carolyn Ham's salary, but in the way the department operates in general.
Madam Leader, I had read that the complaint is expected start date is July 23rd. Do you want it to get going sooner than that?
I wanted it to start the day she was put on leave. That would make sense. In the private sector, they would have started and had continual work on this investigation. Ridiculous that it's taken this long for them to come to some sort of reasonable conclusion. She either did not do her job or she did her job. She either contributed to an environment where investigators felt they weren't listened to, or the investigators were making that up. We should have some information by now. So I don't know what the slowdown is, but it's time. The taxpayers deserve better. The people who expect program integrity deserve better. Let's be clear. Every dollar of fraud that is given to someone who's not taking care of children is taking money away from children who need care.
Senator,
that's what she presided over.
Let me ask you another subject before I let you go in here this morning. We'll check traffic in a second. But I wanted to ask you about the potential of a special session on insulin.
There is a group that is working on insulin, and we'll have to see what they come up with. I think a special session just for that, we'll have to see what the work product looks like. But they were looking at the Alex Smith Act was $21 million. Let's remember the opioid bill that went through last session was $20 million. And so let's think about the magnitude of the problem. Are there other ways to solve it? And let me be absolutely clear. Pharma could stop using rebates as soon as, it could take them a month to rechange their pricing schedule, maybe 6 weeks, and they could stop using rebates and make product available at the point of sale instead of just giving special deals to, PBMs and to insurance companies and to the Medicaid negotiated rates. They could do that now. We don't have to wait, because even if something was passed legislatively, it takes months to stand up a government program, sometimes years to stand up a government program, because we have to program computers. I mean, it sounds simple. It's not. But pharma could solve this. They just need to decide to. And I think the public needs to ask the question, why does pharma use rebates? Is they changed their behavior. The insulin manufacturers significantly changed their behavior in 2009, 2010. So something happened that made them want to use rebates. And then if you were in a good negotiating position, you got to take advantage of those rebates. So I think there needs to be a significant question there, but we can't forget pharma could change this behavior much faster than the legislature could.
So is there potential this could not be addressed till the next session, do you think?
We'll have to see what their work product looks like. A $20 million government program is probably not the best, most efficient way to get the help to people who need it. And let's keep in mind, we did pass legislation that would require insurance companies to give the benefit of the rebate directly to the purchasers. That's already being worked through with the insurance plans. We did give emergency access so that if you break a vial, you have access to an emergency insulin refill. We did that for a number of life-saving drugs. And so we have taken aggressive steps to change the industry as a whole. Our pharmacy benefit manager legislation will reduce the impact of those rebates. We'll take away the incentive for using rebates and focus on more straightforward drug pricing. And we continue to work on their states like Florida and Maine, Colorado and Vermont, who are looking at reimportation. We are looking into that as well. We want there to be a change in the way the pharmaceutical companies behave towards Minnesota consumers. And that's going to be my primary focus.
Thank you, Senator Benson. We'll talk to you soon again. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Senator Michelle Benson from Ham Lake here on WCCO. We check news next after we check your traffic and weather on WCCO.